You're listening to 2SER Breakfast.
Now, you would have heard me talking quite a bit about the Newtopian Dream. It's an initiative from the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre that's going to see a group of people from Newtown area sleeping out overnight in Newtown Square on the 29th of August. It's not only raising awareness about the urgent need for affordable housing and, of course, the ever-increasing issues of homelessness around Sydney, it's also going to raise very real funds to help the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre provide frontline services to people who are both homeless and at risk of homelessness. Now, I'm going to be there. I'll be sleeping out overnight and coming to you live from Newtown Square the next morning, and I'll give you some ideas of how you can sponsor me in just a minute. But Lizzie O is the CEO of the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre. Liz, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Well, thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, of course, we're hearing a lot about homelessness in the news at the moment, a lot of focus on what's happening in Martin Place, but it is certainly not the only area that Sydney has an issue with homelessness.
No, it's certainly not. And if you think about even just rough sleeping across inner city Sydney, my understanding is that's increased about 28% since 2011. So we know that this is a really massive growing issue across the city, and not just in the inner city, but even in the inner west. We're also starting to see, even just anecdotally, because many of us live and work around Newtown, obviously, we're just seeing an increase. One of my colleagues the other night walked down King Street and said she actually counted 8 people who were sleeping rough in that vicinity.
And, of course, we're starting to recognise that people sleeping out on the streets is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to homelessness. We've got people who are at risk of it, or people who might just be permanently couch surfing.
Yeah, exactly. That is one of the... It's almost like the hidden homelessness. People often... It's obviously very obvious when people are rough sleeping, but there are a lot of people at risk of homelessness. And I often think sometimes people walk through our doors, and someone walked in yesterday, an elderly woman, and she said, "I'm just looking for your affordable housing petition to sign." And often I know when I have those brief encounters with someone, it's not unusual that that person is not only wanting to sign our petition, but they're possibly someone who is at risk, and they may or may not be talking to anyone about that yet. And that's something, that's a space that we want to provide, somewhere where people can take that kind of action, but they can also seek that information and support and referral if they need it.
It is really quite remarkable to think how many people are maybe one paycheck or one rough month away from being homeless.
Yep, absolutely. That is very much the case. And, you know, it's not an us and them thing. We all know people who've been in that situation. So it's not that far removed from any of us.
Now, Newtown Neighbourhood Centre is really quite recognised as a lead specialist homelessness service in Sydney. What sort of services are you providing?
So there's a couple of different types of services. One is that information referral for people who may walk through our front door and they're just, you know, that they are at risk and they want to talk to someone about what their options might be and how we can either support them or direct them to someone who can support them. And the other service is our boarding house outreach service. And that's quite a unique service to the inner west of Sydney, because the inner west has the largest number of boarding houses in Sydney. And that is it's private sector housing, but it's not that secure. And often boarding houses are also not the best places, although we are also looking to recognise the ones that are, because it is an important part of the housing mix that people have the opportunity to, you know, some people need to live in boarding houses if they can't get into social housing. So we have caseworkers, social workers who work with those people around their housing situation, possibly also assist, you know, work with them around the other goals they might have about employment or education or social connection. So that's a key service that we provide.
And, of course, Newtopian Dream, sleeping out 29th of August, not only making sure people are better aware of these kind of issues around the inner west, but also fundraising.
Absolutely, and that's something that, as I'm sure you would appreciate, all community organisations these days, we do receive government funding, which we appreciate, but we also know we live in a community that has deep care and concern for what's going on, and we want to also give people an opportunity to put both their money as well as their ideas. I was listening briefly to Eva Cox before, and I think, yeah, it is about the community often has the best ideas about how you can address these issues. So, yes, we're asking people to raise funds to help us deal with the growing numbers of people who are needing assistance, as well as to be part of advocating for change. You know, as you said, we need more affordable housing. We need 100,000 new homes in Sydney, and we want to be part, with our community, we want to be part of advocating for that, advocating for change as well.
And that change on that community level is where we can actually make a big difference, isn't it?
Exactly, and I think that's where all... You know, powerful change comes from. It comes from the community. And I believe, you know, and if anyone jumps on GoFundraise and has a look at Newtopian Dream, I would recommend have a read of our manifesto, you know, our Newtopian Dream manifesto, because I think Newtown and this inner west community is the kind of community that can get behind this sort of dream and actually make a real change, not just raise a lot of money, but also make change and come up with solutions that are going to help people.
Yeah, rather than addressing the issue as it occurs, let's address the root causes and see if we can prevent it.
Exactly. So, yep.
Fantastic. Look, Liz, thank you so much. I'm pretty excited to be participating. We're going to have a link to all the fundraising details up on the 2SER.com website and as well as that manifesto. Liz Yeo, CEO of Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, thanks for chatting this morning.
Thanks, Nick, and I look forward to seeing you on the 29th.
Look forward to it as well. Thank you very much. That was, as I said, Liz from the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, Newtopian Dream. I'm going to be sleeping out on the 29th of August. If you'd like to help me out, jump on the 2SER.com website. You'll be able to find the details of how to support me, and we'll be coming to you breakfast live from Newtown Square the next morning.